Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball Today on 1230 KHIS. On the road with the Broncos today. Hastings opening up their conference season with a tough matchup against the Doane College Tigers. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovey. And coach, it's kind of a different feel. The conference season is finally here.
Well, it sure is. And it's what you gear, you know, from August 28 on, what you gear everything for. So you hope that you're not overhyped, but you certainly hope your guys are ready to play. And if they can't be ready to play, at Doane, you know, to play the defending conference champs and, you know, arguably one of our bigger rivals and the team that's picked to win it, then they're probably not going to get up at all.
This is not going to be an easy task for us today in this doubleheader.
No, I mean, they're the preseason pick for a reason. And, you know, if you look at the games played, you know, I don't know how much stock to put in, how many games you've played, but they have played more games against tougher teams than the rest of us. They had their trips, you know, scheduled at the right time. But their pitching is what really sets them apart. You know, they're 6, 7, 8 deep. They split yesterday with Midland, but did not throw their number one, who was, you know, National Pitcher of the Week a couple weeks ago. And I guess that's a sign of respect to us that they would save him for this game. So it is going to be a very tough task for us. I mean, we're going to have to fight and claw for any runs that we can get. That's really going to be the tough part for us, I think.
And that has been the problem for us throughout the non-conference portion of our schedule. We have had a tough time scoring runs.
Yeah, and you know, even if you look at our numbers, they're somewhat deceptive because we've had a couple of games where we put up big runs. You know, we put up 15 in a game against Regis, put up 12 in a loss against Oklahoma Wesleyan, put up 13 in a win against Dakota State, and then a lot of the other games put up very few runs. You know, we have not been a 5-6 run a game type team. We've been a 1 or 12, it seems like, type of team. And so we just got to hope we can scratch. And you know, like I talked about on Tuesday, we need a break here and there. We need a walk. We need a hit batter. We need an air. You know, maybe need a little dribbler that goes through for a hit. You know, if we're going to line up with people in our league and try to hit gap to gap, that's probably not a good situation for us.
And just 3 hits in the ball game against New York on Tuesday. And obviously, like we talked on the postgame, we're going to have to do a lot better than that at the plate if we want to challenge you.
Well, we are. And, you know, it was a good preparation for us, though, because it was the kind of arm strength that we're probably going to see today for sure and probably tomorrow. So in that sense, it was good that we got to some of those at-bats to see that type of thing. But, that has not been a strength for us this year. You know, we have some holes in our lineup. I'll admit it. And if those guys can get some quality at bats, not necessarily even hits, if they can just get some quality at bats for us, maybe that's going to give us a chance to stay in the games.
What have you seen good out of the baseball team through the first, 19 games of the season?
Well, you know, I think our pitchers have been, you know, for the most part, have been pretty aggressive in terms of getting after, hitters. I think our catching's been pretty good. It's pretty deep. As far as our catching is concerned, I think despite our record, I think our morale has been pretty good. I think our guys have stuck together and played together. And I think they've bought in that this is the new opportunity. This is what we play for. And you know, in the course of 5 hours this afternoon, anything that has gone wrong prior to this can get erased awful fast.
We're in the same situation as we have in the past. Normally we go through a non-conference season with a losing record, and we've been able to flip the switch when the conference season is upon us.
Yeah, and you know, as a coach, you wrestle with, do you take pride in that, or do you, you know, have you created a monster with that in terms of do you develop some complacency? And it really depends on the type of players you have. You know, some guys thrive on the tougher non-conference, knowing that the conference is our time. Other years, you think you can flip the switch and you can't. You know, it's not that easy as to say, well, we're going to play better now. You know, but, you know, we've had a little adversity. We've lost some games. We've lost some leads. We've lost a bunch of games to weather. You know, so you don't know. You tell your guys that's only a factor if you let it be a factor. And so you hope they don't let that be a factor, and you just treat the game, you know, one play, one inning at a time. But if we're able to do that, that remains to be seen.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and get more from the coach as we continue with college baseball today on 1230 KHIS.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
And we're back on the Pepsi pregame show as we get you set for Hastings College and Doane here this afternoon. As we talked the other night, this is the first game of an 8-game road swing for you guys to start the season in the conference, and that's not going to be easy either.
No, and it's just the way the conference season ended up. You know, it just kind of flip-flop from the year before, but the weekend shuffle because of Easter and things like that. So as it turns out, we get 8 in a row on the road. And when you looked at our schedule at the beginning of the year, we thought we'd be coming off 9 in a row at home, even though they weren't league. We thought we'd have 9 in a row at home. And, of course, we've had 1 in a row at home. And so, you know, again, that's a factor if your players let it be. If they feel like, well, all we ever do is travel, you know, that could be a negative. They say, hey, we're used to this. We're used to being on the road. That's not going to be a negative influence on us. Then maybe you can thrive under that situation. But not only is it tough in terms of having to play all these games, but the opponents are pretty good too. And you know, if you can – any wins you can salvage in these next 8, you got to take, because none of them are going to be easy. Everybody's got some pitching. You know, it looks like we could very well see – number ones on 3 or 4 of the 4 days. So we'll just have to see what happens and hope our pitchers keep us in games. And like I said, maybe get some breaks at the plate or get a couple guys hot.
What about Doan, Coach? What makes him so tough?
Well, I think it's their arm strength, first of all, that makes him tough. You know, they got 5-6 guys that are hard throwers but can throw in the zone. Also, you know, if you look at their pitching stats, they've got good stats. And they've played against tough competition. And so those are not exaggerated because of the competition they've played. So I think that's the first thing that's good about them. The second thing is they can run. They can handle the bat a little bit, and they can run. So, you know, we were very fortunate 2 years ago that we played 2 close games, and we were able to manufacture more than they were. You know, because they are a team that takes pride in being able to manufacture runs, and if it's a close game, they think they can scrap for a run or two through their hitting and running and their bunting and their stealing and things like that. So it's going to be a challenge for our pitchers to try to keep that under control and for our catchers to do that.
What about our pitching plans for today?
Well, we're going to go with Jeremy Williams in game one, just because he has started a number of our series. You know, as you know, Mike, I really don't like to juggle that pitching rotation that much. You know, I think our best years have been when we just throw them the order we have them. You know, I think it's probably too early to start trying to finagle and figure out what the best matchup is. You know, I don't know if he's a shutout guy, which maybe isn't a good matchup against Engel. You know, I mean, maybe you need a guy who's going to hold them to 0 or 1 to have a chance to win. I think Jeremy's more of a consistent guy. If we can get him 5 or 6 runs, I have a lot of confidence in him that he can hold a team to 2, 3, 4. You know, then we'll go with Pat Williamson, who, you know, we're not expecting him to go deep because he's really a bullpen guy that we've just converted to a starter in the last 2 weeks. And then we hope, you know, the starters, those 4 guys have thrown pretty well their last few times out. We hope we can go as long as we can with those 4 starters this weekend. But when we have to go to the bullpen, that's when we're really looking for somebody to step up and do a job for us.
We saw 10 pitchers the other night. Did anybody really step up and take that I guess relief appearance away here today?
Well, no, I mean, as I think I mentioned after the postgame, the 4 guys who I thought really got after York, who's a pretty good team, were the 4 guys who are starting. You know, and even though we only threw an inning, I thought I saw some good things out of them in terms of getting right after their good hitters. You know, Ives has been nursing an injury, and I think he'll just keep getting better as he keeps getting in the swing of things, and he'll be the guy that we'll use in all likelihood to close. If we have to get to the middle, you know, that remains to be seen what we're going to do. You know, and I always tell people, I hope when we get to league play, we only use 5 guys. I hope our 4 starters and our closer is enough. But at some point, you're going to have to need more than that. And I hope some of these guys are ready to step up to the challenge.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Signing lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Doan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show with Hastings College head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Crete, Nebraska here this afternoon. Hastings College baseball on the air on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos getting ready to open up the GPAC conference season here today with a tough one against the Doane College Tigers. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Doane, the team was picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship this year by the league's coaches in their preseason poll. Hastings College finished in the middle of the pack. The Broncos are sitting at 4-14 in the season after their non-conference portion of their schedule. Hastings coming off of a loss the other night to York by a score of 9-1. Doane coming in. They are 16-11 overall. They're 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They opened up their season yesterday with a doubleheader split to Midland University, winning by the score of 10-0 and then losing in the nightcap by the score of 3-0. But as you heard head coach Jim Bovey talk about in the pregame show, Doane obviously the biggest rival out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for Hastings College. And we start the conference season with the Tigers here in Crete this afternoon. Weather-wise, you couldn't ask for anything better here today. Kind of a Chamber of Commerce type of day today. 64 degrees at game time, with winds out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour to be blowing to the left field corner here this afternoon in this relatively new complex that we have in Crete. The third or fourth time that Hastings College has played up here, and Hastings is getting set to open up the 2013 conference season with the Tigers here this afternoon. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we sneak closer to game time here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one. Exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark & Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place. North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Crete, Hastings College baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings opening up the conference season today with the Doane College Tigers. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tires, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. Hastings College will go to the starting lineup that looks like this today. Gabe Salas will lead off. He'll be at shortstop. His batting average at 204 on the season. Trenton Neal will be out in left field. He will bat second with an average of 267. John LeMaster will be in right field today for Hastings College. His average is at 239. Batting cleanup for the Broncos will be Drew Clark. He's the first baseman. His batting average at 273. Then we'll see Brent Hermanison, the third baseman. His batting average at 293. He's batting the number five position here today. Then you've got Tyler Delafonte, the designated hitter. He's got a batting average of 400 in the number six spot today for the Broncos. Mitchell Marquardt is the second baseman. He'll bat seventh. His average is at 167. Tanner Santarelli will be behind the plate today. His batting average at 310. He'll be in the number eight position. Connor Thomas will bat ninth today. He'll be out in center field with an average of 176. And getting a start for Hastings here in game number one will be Jeremy Williams. He's got a record of 1 win and 2 losses on the season with an ERA at 3.80. Again, the Broncos are sitting at 4-14 on the season. 0-0 so far in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Tigers of Doan, they have a record of 16-11. Again, they are 1-1 in the conference after splitting two games yesterday with Midland. They'll go with Ethan Schroeder in the leadoff spot. He'll be at third base today with a batting average of .274. A.J. Spano will be at second base. He'll bat second with an average of .295. Chris Manning will be your catcher today. He'll bat third, his batting average at .338. Then we'll see Taylor Mata, the designated hitter, his average at .320 on the season. Andres Rivera will be your center fielder with a batting average of .333. Alex Arkfield will be your left fielder, his batting average at .237. He'll bat in the number six hole here this afternoon. Justin Povich will be your first baseman. He'll bat seventh. His average is at .250. Alomar Guzman will be your right fielder, his batting average at .259. Then we'll see a Nathan Ockpol, the shortstop. He'll bat ninth, his batting average at .196. And we'll see Elliot Engel on the mound here for Doan in game number one. He was the National Pitcher of the Week a couple of weeks ago in the NAIA. His overall record is sitting at 2.50, and his overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 3 losses on the season. Your starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tires, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. So the coaches, the umpires, getting ready to meet here at home plate. We're just a minute or so away from the opening pitch. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball today on 1230 KHIS. It is Doan and Hastings College. We'll come back with the first pitch right after this.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASC certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust. 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
Mention this ad and receive $5 off your next oil change at Pat's.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Crete for Hastings College baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Doan getting sent to go out of here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Other games going on in the conference today. You've got Dort playing in Sioux City against Morningside. Hastings College here against Doan. Concordia is playing a conference series down in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dakota Wesleyan is at home today. They've got a non-conference series with Presentation College. The conference season actually got started yesterday. Doan again knocking off Midland by the score of 10-0 and then dropping the nightcap by the score of 3-0. Mount Marty and Northwestern splitting two games yesterday. Each game going into extra innings, 8 innings. Mount Marty beat Northwestern 6-4 in the opener. Northwestern taking the nightcap by the score of 3-2 over the Lancers. Then the Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan also splitting two games yesterday. Briarcliff winning the first game by the score of 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan coming back to take the nightcap by the score of 6-1. First game of 8 straight games for Hastings College in the conference on the road. Hastings will play at Concordia tomorrow in a doubleheader that gets underway at 4:30. So Hastings College, again, trying to rebound after a semi-successful non-conference season, sitting at 4-14 on the year. The Broncos losing the other night to York by the score of 9-1. Hastings could manage only 3 base hits in that ball game against the Panthers on Tuesday. So obviously, base hitting is going to be one of the keys here in this series with the Tigers here this afternoon. We're going to see the ace for the Tigers on the mound here in game number one. That's Elliot Engel. He's got some good stuff, and the coach thinks we're going to have to keep this ball game down in the 2-3 run area to perhaps win this ball game today, at least in game number one, as the Tigers and the Broncos get set to go at it. As they go over the ground rules here at home plate, we're still a couple of minutes away from the first pitch in this ball game between the Tigers and the Broncos here this afternoon. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Did you know that you can rent a vehicle from Kirshner's? Whether it's a compact car, a van to take on vacation, or a 15-passenger to take the whole team, Kirshner's will rent you a vehicle for only $25 a day. Why put miles on your car this Easter when you can rent from Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, Hastings College Baseball and 1230 KHAS, Hastings College and Doan here today. We'll have two games, two seven-inning ball games today in Crete, and then we'll get you into Nebraska baseball tonight. The Huskers opening up their home conference season tonight at Hawks Field in Lincoln. They'll take on Northwestern. Scheduled pregame show start will be at 6 o'clock. We'll join that as soon as we are finished here in Crete this afternoon between Hastings College and Doan. The first pitch in Lincoln today is set for 6:35 tonight. So as soon as we get finished here with Hastings College baseball, we'll get you into Nebraska baseball coming up tonight at Hawks Field in Lincoln. So Doan going to be dressed in their white baseball pants and their black tops here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings College going to be dressed in their gray baseball pants and their gray tops, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. They've got their crimson hats on this afternoon as the introduction of the starting lineups is taking place right now in this relatively new facility in Crete. In fact, we are the first radio station to broadcast opposing team here today, they tell us. So a little bit of an honor here today as Hastings College gets set to play this conference opener against the Doan here this afternoon. Again, Elliot Engel is the guy who's going to be on the mound this afternoon for the Doan College Tigers. He is very good, 2.50 earned run average, 2 wins, 3 losses on the season. He has started 6 games for Doan so far this year. He has completed 2 of those. He has thrown 39 and one-third innings, giving up 28 hits and 18 runs. He's got 11 of those runs earned, 10 base on balls, 42 strikeouts. Team's batting just 193 against him. It's a tough toll for Hastings College here in game number one. A guy that's holding their opponents to a 193 batting average. Hastings College as a team hitting only 246. In fact, our leading hitter is Delafonte, the designated hitter. He's batting at a clip of 400. Also, a couple of other guys right around the 400 mark here for Hastings College. But it's been hitting has been the problem. Situational hitting for the Broncos so far through the first 17 games or so, the 2013 season, as we get ready to go in the conference season here today against the Doan College Tigers. We've got to play at the national anthem, and it will get you into the first pitch here this afternoon, running a few minutes late here today in Crete as Hastings and Doan gets ready to go this afternoon in Crete.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
The night that our flag was still there, oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, we're finally set to go for Hastings College baseball here today. Hastings College and Doan. That's the problem, is getting the national anthem all ready to go here today, but that is out of the way, and now Doan is on the field as they'll take their final warm-up tosses and will get set to go again for Hastings College. Gabe Salas, Trenton Neal, and John LeMaster, the first three batters, will come to the plate here in inning number one. They can get aboard. We'll see Drew Clark, then Brent Hermanison, and Tyler Delafonte, the designated hitter. In the bottom third of the order, Mitchell Marquardt, Tanner Santarelli, and Connor Thomas. Hastings College with Jeremy Williams on the mound here this afternoon for Hastings. Defensively for the Tigers, you've got Chris Manning behind the plate with Elliot Engel on the mound today. Justin Povich will be over there at first base. A.J. Spannell will be over at second. Nathan Ockpold will be at shortstop today for Doan. Ethan Shorter will be at third base. And out of the outfield, you've got Alec Arkfield out there in left field. Andres Rivera out in center. Alomar Guzman will be out in right field today for the Tigers. So Hastings College 4-14 in the season, and the Doan College Tigers 16-11. Doan is already 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings playing the Friday and Saturday session here as the Concordia Bulldogs are coming up tomorrow against the Hastings College. That'll be in Seward with a 4:30 starting time. Gabe Salas is the first guy to come to the plate for Hastings here in inning number one. Salas has a batting average of .204 in the season. Salas has got 11 base hits and 54 trips to the plate. He has got no home runs, and he's got five RBIs to his credit so far. So he gets ready to face Elliot Engel, who's a right-handed thrower. 3:20 down the lines here at this complex in Crete this afternoon. As Salas will come to the plate, a right-handed hitter here for the Broncos. So Gabe Salas, where's number five with the uniform? We're finally set to go here. Again, the wind's blowing out of the southeast, about 13 miles per hour, blowing toward the left field corner here this afternoon as we get set to go for college baseball. The first game of two today here on 1230 KHIS between Hastings College and Doan. As Engel gets set, he gets his sign, and the first pitch is coming to the plate. That is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So nothing at one to Gabe Salas. Salas has got a team-leading 15 walks to his credit so far this year. He has got four strikeouts. Here comes another fastball. It's right on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing at two. You can tell already that Engel is just going to roar back and throw heat to the plate here. And a good pitcher who's a National Pitcher of the Year, National Pitcher of the Week a couple of weeks ago in the NAIA. And on three straight pitches, Gabe Salas goes down. So three straight fastballs right on the outside of the corner. And Gabe Salas didn't even swing the bat up there. He watches all three pitches go by, and Salas is whiffed on the first opportunity here this afternoon. He goes back to the third base dugout here today. Hastings in the third base dugout. Doan over here on the first base side here at this home park. Here comes Trenton Neal to the plate next. And he will take a pitch inside for a ball there. One ball and no strikes to Trenton Neal. Engel is working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It is swung on, hit toward third. Fielded there by Schroeder. He goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. Runs are going to be hard to come by for Hastings College here today. The Broncos are going to have to try to manufacture some runs here today, as Engel is not going to allow a whole lot. He's not going to walk a whole lot of guys either. So Hastings ought to figure out something. Again, their hitting has not been one of their bright spots so far through their first 18 games of the season. Here comes John LeMaster to the plate next. LeMaster playing out in right field for Hastings College here in this first ball game. His batting average is sitting at .239 in the season. Takes a whack at that one, sends it out towards second base. Fielded there. There's a throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So three up, three down. John LeMaster hits that one right off the handle of the bat. It just bloops out there in front of the second baseman. A.J. Spannell had plenty of time to get it over to Popish for the out. Hastings goes down in order here in the top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings nothing. Doan coming to bat.
Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated March 21st through the 31st for blooming savings on all Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. Go green and upgrade your Energy Hog appliances with a more efficient Energy Star qualified model from Whirlpool, Maytag, or KitchenAid. The energy savings will pay for themselves. Plus, get no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Online at rogersincorporated.com.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We're on the road with the Broncos in Crete, Hastings in Doan. Broncos going down in order in the top half of the first inning as Doan comes to the plate here in the bottom of the first. Again, Jeremy Williams, the pitcher on the hill for Hastings here in this first ball game. One win, two losses on the season. He has thrown 23 and two-thirds innings, giving up 28 hits, 18 runs. 10 of those have been earned, 8 baseline balls, 11 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.80. Teams are batting .292 against him. Left-handed thrower here for Hastings College as Jeremy Williams will get the start in game number one of our conference season as Ethan Schroeder will come to the plate first. Schroeder is a third baseman, takes a pitch inside down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes to Schroeder. He'll be followed up by A.J. Spannell and then Chris Manning. One of those guys to get aboard, we'll see Taylor Mata, the designated hitter here for Doan. The next pitch way outside by Williams, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the next one, a fastball right down the pipe there, 2 balls and 1 strike. Doan had problems against the left-handed hitters or left-handed pitchers yesterday as they were up against a righty in game one, beat Midland 10-0, up against a lefty in game number two yesterday and lost by the score of 3-0. That's kind of been their history, so to speak, throughout the season so far, having problems with left-handed pitchers. And today we get a lefty here for Hastings in game number one. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side, it gets out of play. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings has that going for him here this afternoon. Maybe Doan with a history of having a tough time hitting left-handed pitchers on the season. Hopefully they don't cure their situation here today. Schroeder's looking at the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be outside again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the count is full on Ethan Schroeder to get things started here for the Tigers. Hastings going down in order in the top half of this inning. Schroeder's got 16 RBIs so far this year as he comes to the plate. And we'll look at a pitch here, and it hits him. It was a 3-2 pinch anyway. Schroeder is hit by a pitch there by Williams to lead things off for the Tigers. And you certainly don't want to give Doan extra chances on the base pads. They can score enough on their own. You don't want to give them a lot of walks, a lot of hit batters, or you could be in trouble early. A.J. Spannell is the next guy to come to the plate here for Doan. Spannell has a batting average of .295 on the season. He is the second baseman. He's got 23 base hits and 78 trips to the plate. He's got 4 doubles to his credit so far this year, 1 triple and 1 home run. For his extra base hits, he's got 11 RBIs. As he strolls to the plate, there's a throw over the first base. That's not in time. Drew Clark applies the tag over there, but it's not in time. Hastings with Tanner Santarelli behind the plate here in game number one today with Jeremy Williams on the mound. Williams working from the stretch. They lay down a bunt. Third base side is going to be in foul territory. So the count goes to no balls and one strike to A.J. Spannell. Defensively for Hastings, Drew Clark over there at first base. Mitchell Marquardt is at second base. Gabe Salas is at shortstop. And Brent Hermanison will be over there at third base. Trenton Neal is out in left field. Connor Thomas out in center. John LeMaster is out in right field for the Broncos defensively. The count is at no balls and one strike here to A.J. Spannell. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That one is going to be a fastball. It's going to miss outside. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike now to Spannell. He's got 15 base on balls and 11 strikeouts so far this year. Doan is a team that's going to run the base pads as well. They got some guys with a lot of stolen bases. In fact, Schroeder down there at first base right now, 7 out of 10 in stealing bases. The pitch outside and the throw down at first base, not in time. Back in there is Schroeder. So in addition to trying to keep their control under control this afternoon, Hastings pitchers will have to be concerned about the base runners for Doan. They'll take off at any moment here. Spanos, the guy's got 9 stolen bases so far this year. He's at the plate right now. As he whacks it out, that's going to be a base hit right in between Hermanson and Salas on the left side of the diamond. That's a single in the first hit of the ball game there. A.J. Spanos singles to left field. Moving up to second base on the play is going to be Ethan Schroeder. Now Chris Manning comes to the plate next. So Chris Manning, the catcher, comes to the plate for Doan. His batting average is sitting at .338 on the season. He has got 24 base hits and 71 trips to the plate. He's got 6 doubles to his credit, 1 home run, 10 RBIs. He has walked 8 times and he has struck out 12 times. Doan has already got a couple of base runners here in this bottom of the first inning. Nobody out as Manning comes to the plate next. He'll bat from the right-hand side. There's a pitch that's going to be inside. The both of the runners go and they're going to be in there safely. No throw from Santarelli. He was looking down at third base. Hermanson was down there, but no throw from the catcher, Santarelli. So just like that, Doan has got 2 runners on, nobody out. Runners are at second and third base. Chris Manning has now got a count of 1-0-0 here at the plate. As Manning opens up his stance a little bit here, waits on the next pitch from Jeremy Williams. Williams working from the stretch. Next pitch is hit right back up through the middle. That's a base hit. 1 run is going to score. Here comes the second one. It's going to be waved to the plate. Ball fielded out there by Connor Thomas. He gets back to the infield, and there's a 2-run single there for Chris Manning. Right up through the middle. In fact, the pitcher Jeremy Williams had to skip away from that one on the hill. It goes trickling into center field. Connor Thomas retrieves it. No throw to the plate there as they score easily. 2 runs there as Schroeder comes in to score. So does A.J. Spanel. And just like that, it's a 2-0 ball game. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. Chris Manning gets a 2-run single. He's standing at first base. And now Taylor Mata comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. Mata's got a batting average of .320 on the season. He's got 16 base hits and 50 trips to the plate. So Hastings has fallen behind early to Doan by a score of 2-0. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed. Manning goes after a low outside pitch there and comes up empty. It's going to be no balls and 1 strike now to Taylor Mata. Mata with 8 RBIs to his credit so far this year. No home runs. He has struck out 5 times. He has walked 5 times. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Manning. Clark will hold him on defensively. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up around the shoulders outside the strike zone. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Taylor Mata. So 1-1 the count here to Mata with Rivera coming up next. And we'll see Arkfield. Doan is batting in the bottom half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. There's a swing and a miss as Mata goes after a low pitch there and comes up empty. Count is at 1-2 now to Taylor Mata, and his batting average at .320 on the season. Chris Manning is down there at first base for Doan. Manning is one of the very few guys that doesn't have a stolen base so far this year. He's got a good lead over there, and there he goes at first base. Pitch is going to be outside. There goes the runner, and the throw down there is not going to be in time. It was to the shortstop side of second base. Not a very good throw by Santarelli, and a stolen base there by Chris Manning. So now Doan has got a runner on at second base with a Taylor Mata at the plate here with a count of 2-2. So 2-2 the count here. And here comes the pitch to the plate. That one is going to be right down the pipe. It's a called third strike. So a strikeout there for Jeremy Williams. First strikeout of the ball game. Now Andres Rivera comes to the plate next. Albert Thomas is running for Manning, the catcher down there at second base. So Albert Thomas is your courtesy runner down there at the second base for Doan. There's 1 man out now here in this first inning of play. 2-0 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Rivera comes to the plate. His batting average is sitting at .333 on the season. As he's got 23 base hits and 69 trips to the plate. There's a swing and a miss there. Swing and a miss by Andres Rivera. And he falls behind on the count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas, your base runner down there at second base. Rivera's got, like we said, 23 base hits. He's got 5 doubles and a couple of triples to his credit. 1 home run. He has driven home 12 runs so far this year. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 15 times. Doan on a 2-run single by Chris Manning has got the lead over the Broncos here. In the bottom of the first inning, 2-0 is the score. There's 1 man out. Rivera waiting at the plate here as Jeremy Williams will work from the stretch. Thomas takes his lead down there at second base. There's 1 offered to the plate. It's going to be popped up out towards shortstop. Gabe Salas on the skin portion of the infield will make the catch out there. Wynn might be playing some tricks on the ball out there throughout the day today. Again, blowing out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour. Salas had to wait for that baby to come down as he grabs it in his glove. That's the second out of the inning as Rivera flies out to shortstop. Now there's two men out here in the first inning of play. Two runs in as Arkfeld comes to the plate next, the left fielder. Arkfeld with a batting average of .237 on the season. Here comes the pitch to the plate. A fastball there by Williams. It's going to be inside for a ball. So Arkfeld to the plate here. He's got 18 base hits and 76 trips to the plate. He's got four doubles to his credit for his extra base hits this year with four RBIs. He has walked 14 times. He has struck out 16 times. He swings and misses there, and the count goes to one ball and one strike here to Alex Arkfeld. Justin Povich would be next. Doan has got two men out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Tigers have the lead over Hastings College in baseball action this afternoon here in Crete. The score is 2-0. Jeremy Williams working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be swung on and foul tap back to the screen. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes now to Arkfeld. He is the left fielder for the Tigers. Bats from the right-hand side. Jeremy Williams again looking in from the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli, who's behind the plate for the Broncos here in game number one. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. That one is just outside, and the fastball just misses. Goes right into the glove of Santarelli, but a little bit outside. Arkfeld now looking at a count of two balls and two strikes here at the plate. Base runners on at second base there. That's Albert Thomas, pinch hitting for Manning. There's a foul ball over here on the third base side, and it's going to get out of play. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball here this afternoon brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2012-2013 season. 2-0, Doan has got the lead here in the first inning of play. Two men out. Williams working on the batter and Alex Arkfeld. The count to him is at two balls and two strikes. And now Williams will step off of the mound and look that runner Thomas back to second base. Schroeder got on being hit by a pitch to start off the Doan half of the first. A single by Spannell and a two-run single by Chris Manning. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, hit towards short. Salas charges, grabs it, goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. And Hastings gets out of the first inning of play as Arkfeld will ground out through the shortstop Gabe Salas. But Doan comes up with two runs here in this inning. Two runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. Actually, a couple of base hits for the Tigers here in this one. So two runs and two hits. No errors on Hastings and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Doan 2, Hastings nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings comes to bat here in the top half of the second inning. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today. We're in Crete. Hastings is trailing Doan by a score of 2-0. Hastings went down in order in the top half of the first inning, so Drew Clark, the number four guy in the batting order, will come to the plate first, and he will foul away the first pitch. And Elliot Engel is on the mound for Doan here this afternoon. It works quickly. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that just misses outside. Clark has a batting average so far this year of .273. He's got 12 base hits and 44 trips to the plate for Hastings College. Left-handed hitter as he steps in there against the righty and Elliot Engel. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is at two balls and one strike now to Clark. Drew Clark has got four base hits for doubles so far this year. No triples and no home runs. He's driven home eight runs for Hastings College this year. They count two balls and two strikes to Clark. Then we'll see Brent Hermanison, the third baseman, and Tyler Delafonte, the designated hitter. And then we'll see Mitchell Marquardt, the second baseman, if Hastings can get a base runner. Here comes the next pitch. Some changeup action there by Elliot Engel, and he just misses outside. And the count is sitting at 3-2 now to Clark. Clark leads the team in strikeouts this year with 12, leads the team in walks with 15. He takes a pitch there that just misses inside, and he draws a baseline balls here. So after going down in order in the first inning of play, Hastings has got a base runner. That's a walk, and Drew Clark will head down to first base on a play here for Hastings College. That's going to bring up Brent Hermanison next. Hermanison is the third baseman. His batting average is sitting at .293 on the season. So Hermanison comes to the plate here for Hastings College. He leads the team in doubles with 4. He leads the team in triples. He's got 1, no home runs. And he's got 6 RBIs so far this year. So Hastings College with a base runner. Let's see if we can capitalize. There's the ball hit right to the shortstop. He grabs it there. Goes over to first base. Not in time for a double play. A hard hit ball right to Nathan Ockpol, that shortstop. He jumps up to snag that one to retire Hermanison. And he tries to double up Drew Clark at first base, but Drew back in there for Hastings College. So just a line out to the shortstop here. Nice play on the ball there by Nathan Ockpol, the shortstop for the Tigers. One man out now here in the second inning. As Tyler Delafonte, the designated hitter, comes to the plate next for the Broncos. He's the DH, batting average of .400 on the season. Another left-handed hitter here. And the pitch is going to be a fastball that misses outside. So Delafonte to the plate. He leads the team in on-base percentage so far this year. .515 is his average on-base percentage here. Batting average of .400. He has got, a couple of strikeouts, and he has walked 6 times. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Delafonte now even on the count of 1-1. There's one man out for the Broncos here in the top half of the second inning. It's a 2-0 ball game. The Tigers out on top here in the conference opener for the Broncos here this afternoon. Delafonte again waiting on the pitch here from Elliot Engel. As Engel works from the stretch, here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, hit toward left field, down the line. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase to his Alec Arkfield down there. It's in foul territory, just a long strike on Delafonte, and the count is sitting at 1-2. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Engel from the stretch. Again, your base runner down there is Drew Clark for Hastings at first base as he inches away from the bag there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled tap again back to the screen. So the count remains at 1-2. We talked about the speed of Doan and their base-stealing capabilities. Hastings on the opposite end of that. Through our first 18 games this year, the Broncos have only got 5 stolen bases so far this year. They're 5 out of 10 in stealing bases, so they like to manufacture their runs here. There's a throw of the first base, not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Clark. Povich applying the tag, but not in time. 1-2 here to the batter for Hastings, Tyler Delafonte, as he waits here in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's swung on, and a foul tap right back into the glove of Manning. And the count is at 1-2 now, and Delafonte. Mitchell Marquardt would be next. That's the third strike. That's the third strike there. So Delafonte strikes out. He was still in the batter's box. He wanted another chance. Wanted some more strikes. He doesn't get that here. He gets his second strikeout. Elliot Engel now with a couple of strikeouts as Delafonte heads back to the third base bag. There's a shot down the left field line. That's going to be in fair territory by the third baseman, Schroeder. It goes to the corner. It's going to be retrieved out there by Arkfeld. And it's going to be Hastings with a double here from Mitchell Marquardt. So on the very first pitch, Mitchell Marquardt sends that one down the line in left field. Finally retrieved out there by Alec Arkfeld out there in left field. But a good double there by Mitchell Marquardt for Hastings College to get things going here for the Broncos. That's Mitchell's third double of the season. And now Hastings has got runners on at second and third base. So a double there for Marquardt on the very first pitch that he sees from Elliot Engel. Marquardt, the number 7 hitter in the batting order. Now we'll see Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate next for the Broncos. He's behind the plate for Hastings here in game number 1. He's got 9 RBIs so far this year. Chance to do some damage here in this plate appearance. He's got 9 base hits and 29 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 1 double to his credit, so a chance to drive one home. Hastings is trailing 2-0 here in the ball game. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Broncos have 2 men out here in the inning. Base runners are on at second and third base. Here comes the next pitch. Hit toward third. That's going to be fielder. Nice play by Schroeder. A long throw to first base. That's not going to be in time as it pulls the first baseman, Povich, off of the bag. And a run is going to score. So Tanner Santarelli gets aboard here. That was a nice play, first of all, at third base by Ethan Schroeder as he backhand that ball right at the bag at third. And then a long throw over to first base pulled Justin Povich a little bit off of the bag there. And Santarelli is safe down there at first base. That drives home a run as Drew Clark comes in from third base to score. Now Hastings going to have a courtesy runner over there for the catcher. And Santarelli coming out is going to be Ryan Anderson. And now we got a discussion as the coaching staff for Doan comes out to talk with the base umpire. So Hastings gets a base hit here in this contest. That's going to be an error chalked up, but a tough one there by the third baseman, Ethan Schroeder. The throw across the diamond pulls Povich off of the bag. That gives a run to the Broncos. It's now a 2-1 ball game. And Connor Thomas will come to the plate next. So the base runner down there at first base is now Ryan Anderson. Over at third base is going to be Marquardt. Marquardt's on at third. Santarelli with that hit down the line at left field. That was snagged there by the third baseman, Schroeder. Now here comes the next pitch by Elliot Engel. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Ryan Anderson is your base runner for Santarelli now at first base with Marquardt over there at third base. 2-1 is the score now as the Tigers have a one-run lead. Connor Thomas coming to the plate next, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings College. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Connor Thomas, the center fielder for Hastings. Thomas, he's got 6 RBIs so far this year. He pops this one up. It's going to stay in the infield. In fact, he's going to be over in foul territory. First base side coming over is going to be Povich. He grabs the ball. The inning is over as Connor Thomas fouls out to the first baseman, Justin Povich, and the inning is over for Hastings College. But the Hastings College Broncos come up with one run here in this inning. One run on one hit, one error on Doan, and a couple of men left on base. The score after 1.5 innings here in Crete. It is the Doan College Tigers 2, Hastings 1.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps. The most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Spring is here, and all of us at Bob Sass Flowers want to share its beautiful sights, smells, and colors. We've made our transition to spring, and the store is bursting with fresh new home decor, gifts, jewelry, purses, and other home and personal accessories. If you're an old friend or a first-timer, stop by and experience our fabulous new spring designs. Enjoy 20% store-wide savings all week long. Make your transition to spring at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Sunshiny day, a little bit on the breezy side today. But Hastings and Doan enjoying their conference opener here this afternoon. 2-1 is the score. Doan has got the lead. As the Tigers are up to the plate, here's a Povich. He hits that one toward third. A long throw over to first base, and that's going to be over the head of the first baseman, Drew Clark, on his way to second base. Is going to be Povich, and he slides in there safely. That ball hit to the third baseman, Hermanis, and he went to his left to grab that one. Had plenty of time to get it across the diamond, but the throw was high. Went way over the head of Drew Clark, and a throwing error there on Hermanis. Hermanis with a throwing error. First error of the ball game for Hastings College as Povich ends up at second base. And now Alomar Guzman comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder here for the Tigers, a left-handed hitter. So the Tigers, they scored 2 runs in the first inning, a 2-run single by Chris Manning. They've got the lead 2-1 over Hastings as the Broncos came back with a run of their own in the top half of this inning. But now Doan has got a base runner in scoring position again at second base. That's Justin Povich. Here's a Guzman attempting to bunt, and he misses. And a strike is going to be called there on Alomar Guzman. He's got a batting average of 259 on the season. Guzman has got, what, 15 base hits and 58 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit. He's got a triple. He's got a home run. 12 RBIs. He's got a count now of no balls and one strike. Jeremy Williams working for Hastings. There's a look towards second base. Williams wheeling there, but nobody was there defensively for the Tigers, rather for the Broncos. Salas at shortstop and Mitchell Marquardt stayed in their positions at shortstop and second, respectively. And now Jeremy Williams will look for the sign from Santarelli. He has got it as he works from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Took something off of that one, and a big swing and a miss there by Alomar Guzman. Way out in front of that one, and now he's behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. Guzman is the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers today. We'll see Ockpold coming up next. Nathan Ockpold, the shortstop, that will make the turn in the batting order, and Schroeder will come to the plate here for the Tigers. Runner is on at second base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains in no balls and two strikes. Guzman has got, what, 7 walks so far this year, 14 strikeouts on the season. As he tries to hang in there against Jeremy Williams, the left-handed thrower here for the Broncos. 2-1 is the score. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. We are in the second inning of play today. This one's scheduled for 7. Alomar Guzman winning. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to miss outside. And the count now is at 1-2 here on Guzman. Where's number 18 in that black and orange uniform here for the Tigers? Inching away from the bank down there at second base is going to be Povich. He is 0-1 in stealing bases. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Santarelli. He picks it up. He fires it down to third base, and that's not going to be in time. A hit first slide down there by Povich. So the pitch by Williams was down in the dirt. Santarelli does a good job keeping it in front of us. It bounces off of his chest protector out in front of the plate. He retrieves that ball, hops on it like a tiger, and he throws it down to the third baseman, Brent Hermanison, who applies the tag, but not in time, as Povich advances here down to third base. And now there's a man on at third, nobody out here in the second. And the count at the plate is sitting at 2-2 here to Alomar Guzman. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So 3-2 now on Guzman. Again, he has walked 6 times so far this year. Actually, 7 times. He has struck out 14 times. He's got a full count here, 3-2. And now Williams will take a little extra time between pitches here. He steps off of the rubber. Now he's ready to dig back in here. As Alomar Guzman takes a couple of practice swings. Base runner down there at third base is Povich. Doan is already leading in this ballgame on a score of 2-1. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Jeremy Williams fires it to the plate. That's going to be swung on, foul tap. So Guzman protecting the plate here with a couple of strikes. 3-2 the count to him. Nathan Ockpold is standing in the on-deck circle here for the Tigers, anxiously waiting to get his crack at things here in the second inning of play. Williams again has got his sign as he works from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be popped up. It's going to get out of play. Straight back at us, but the count remains at 3-2. Hastings playing the first of 8 games on the road here to begin the conference season. They'll be on the road for the next 4 weeks or so, and then Hastings will finally get back home for 8 straight games in the conference. Here comes the next pitch way outside for a walk. That's going to be the fourth ball there. So it's going to be a base on balls for Alomar Guzman. He heads down to first base. That's going to be walk number 1 given up here by Jeremy Williams in the ball game. He hit a batter back there in the first. He's given up a couple of base hits in the contest. Now Nathan Ockpold will come to the plate next. He's number 9 in the batting order. His batting average is sitting at 196 on the season. He's got 11 base hits and 56 trips to the plate. Scores around the butt. Nice one laid down between first base and the pitcher's mound to throw the first base. That's going to be in time, but a run scores. So Nathan Ockpold is thrown out of the play from pitcher to first, but that produces a run.
Ethan Schroeder.
As Justin Povich comes in to score from third base, that makes it a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Alomar Guzman. That was a good punt laid down there by Ockpold right in between the pitcher's mound and first base. Williams fields it, but his only play was to first. You get Ockpold on the play, so there's one man out, but Doan has got to run in. That's the way they manufacture runs, and they did it beautifully right there as they bring in the third run of the ballgame. Now the top of the order, Ethan Schroeder comes up there next. Schroeder scored in the first inning of play after being hit by a pitch. So he's back up there for the second time here today. Start of the day with a batting average of .274 in the season. Runner is on at second base now for the Tigers. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be fouled down the third base side. And the count goes to 1-1 here to Schroeder. A.J. Spannell would be next. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Bottom of the second inning, the Tigers of Doan with a lead over the Broncos, 3-1 this afternoon. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside, and it's going to be a called strike. Schroeder wanted to pull the trigger and did not. So 1-2 here to Ethan Schroeder for the Tigers. Schroeder is a 5'9" junior out of Papillion La Vista South. Playing for Doan here in Crete. Steps back into the right-hand batter's box. Williams working from the stretch. Williams looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be swung on. It's going to be in the shallow left center field. Coming on is going to be Connor Thomas, and he makes the catch to center fielder. So Ethan Schroeder will fly out to the center fielder, Connor Thomas. A.J. Spannell coming up there next. He is a second baseman. Spannell had his single back there in the first and then came home, and that two-run single by Chris Manning later on in the inning. So Spannell is 1-for-1 so far today. Started the afternoon with a batting average of .295, 23 base hits, and 78 trips to the plate on the season as he strolls to the dish for the second time here today. A.J. Spannell, number two in the batting order. So now there's two men out here in the inning with a runner still at second base. Hastings College is sliding over there. Salas, but no throw from the pitcher, Williams. He just steps off with a rubber, and Salas will go back to his position there at shortstop, trying to keep that base runner close. That's a Guzman at second. Williams again will look that way. We'll throw it to the plate instead. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0. You can hear the wind. It's a little bit breezy today. Southeast winds at about 13 miles per hour. But a bright, sunshiny day today. Much different than we had the other night in our ball game against York. There's a ball hit to our right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Could be trouble. Going over there is going to be Lemaster. He grabs it around third base, and coming in to score is going to be Guzman. And now it's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Tigers.
The catcher.
So A.J. Spannell gets his second base hit of the ball game as he singles to right center field. The ball is chased down there by John Lemaster, the right fielder. Spannell stays put at first base, and now Chris Manning comes to the plate next. Manning is the catcher. He's the guy who delivered up the two-run single back there in the first inning of play. They give the Tigers the lead. Doan is now out on top by a score of 4-1 here in this ball game. Chris Manning started the day with a batting average of .338. Batting in the number three hole here this afternoon. He hammers that baby to left center field. Going over is the left fielder, Trent Neal. And Neal makes a diving catch, and he hangs onto it for the out. So a nice play out there by Trent Neal, the left fielder for Hastings College. He goes to his left to snag that ball. Took away a base hit from Chris Manning. And Hastings gets out of the inning as Chris Manning flies out to left field. So Doan scores a couple of runs here in this inning. Two runs on one hit, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 1.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos on the road today in Crete. Playing two games here against the Dillon College Tigers. Hastings trailing 4-1 here in game one as the Broncos bat here in the top half of the third inning. And coming up here for Hastings will be the top of the order in Gabe Salas. Salas struck out his first time up there. So on the day with a batting average of 204. Takes a pitch down low here. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one. It's going to be right down the pipe for a strike. Salas saw three pitches in the first inning. Kept the bat on the shoulder. All three pitches in the strike zone. And Salas had a quick plate appearance in inning number one. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground towards second. Spannel has got it. And he throws it over the first base. That's going to be in time. So Gabe Salas is retired in the play. And now coming up there is going to be a Trenton Neal. So Trenton Neal comes into play next. Neal, he grounded out to a first base his first time up there. He will bat from the left-hand side, and the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count to Trenton Neal. Again, his batting average at 240, actually 267 on the season now as he comes to the plate. He takes a strike there. One ball and one strike to Trenton Neal. Hastings batting here in the third inning of play. They scored one run in the second inning. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away. Back out of the play. Straight back at us. And they got one ball and two strikes to Trenton Neal. Neal leads the team in at-bats this year with 60. Leads the team in runs scored with 14. Leads the team in base hits with 16. He's also got a triple to his credit as he hits that one toward left field. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Trenton Neal, no home runs. He's got 8 RBIs so far this year. He has struck out 9 times, and he has walked 12 times. He will take a pitch outside the strike zone here. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count to Trenton Neal as Elliot Engel continues to fire out there for Doan. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Engel so far, he has struck out a couple of guys here in the ball game. He has walked 1 guy so far. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. The count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Engel coming into the baseball game this afternoon had walked 10 guys and they had struck out 42. So a strikeout pitcher. Got a couple of K's so far here in this ball game. 3-2 the count. The Trenton Neal now he calls a timeout and backs out of the left-hand batter's box. Now re-enters as Elliot Engel looks for the sign from his catcher, Chris Manning. Winds and delivers to the plate on a 3-2 pitch. That one is swung on and foul tap here at the plate. The catcher Manning unable to hang on to that one, so returns a new baseball back to Elliot Engel. The count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes here to the batter for Hastings, Trenton Neal. John LeMaster would be next for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just low. Just misses. So now John LeMaster comes to the plate. So that's a walk given up there by Engel. He doesn't give up too many free passes, but he gives up one right there. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game for Engel. Now John LeMaster comes to the plate next. LeMaster, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number one to end the inning. There's a throw over the first base. That's not in time. Neal dives back in there. Justin Povich applies the tag, the first baseman over there for the Tigers. Again, Hastings has got just 5 stolen bases all year long. They're playing their 19th game here today. The next pitch to the plate on John LeMaster is going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. So your base runner down there for Hastings is Trenton Neal. He is 1-for-1 in stealing bases, however. He's got 1 of those 5. There's a ground ball towards short. Fielded there by Ockbolt. Bobbles the ball, and he throws it to first base, and that's not going to be in time. Ockbolt bobbles the ball down there. It's a shortstop. He had plenty of time, but then the throw was a little bit low. Povich grabs it out of the dirt, but not in time as John LeMaster, who's got pretty good speed, outraces that one. And Hastings has got something going now here in the third inning as John LeMaster gets aboard here.
The first baseman, Drew Clark.
That's going to be a fielding error, and that's going to be the second error of the ball game given up by the Tigers defensively. So LeMaster reaches on an error. Trenton Neal moves down to second base. Hastings with 1 man out and runners on at first and second base as Drew Clark comes to the plate next. He had a base on balls back there in inning number 2 and came around to score the only run of the ball game. When Tanner Santarelli got aboard on an error, drove in the run for Hastings College. Broncos now trailing in the contest by a score of 4-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. So the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Drew Clark. He started the day with a batting average of .273 on the season. LeMaster is on at first base. Neal is on at second base. And Elliot Engel is working from the stretch here in inning number three. And now backing out and calling the timeout is going to be Drew Clark. Brent Hermanison will be next, and then Tyler Delafonte as Hastings trying to get something going, getting back into the ballgame here in the third, trailing by 3 runs. Doan, they scored a couple of runs in the first inning of play and 2 more in the second. They've got the lead at 4-1. Next pitch is going to be in there right down the pipe for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Drew Clark as he bats from the left-hand side here this afternoon. First baseman is Justin Povich. He's playing behind the runner down there. John LeMaster at the bag at first. Here comes the next pitch. That one is whacked down the left field side. It's going to be in foul territory. Not very deep down the lines here. 320 down to both the left field and the right field lines. Compares with 377 that we have back at home at Duncan. So 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Drew Clark. Again, runners are on at first and second base with 1 man out for the Broncos. Next pitch is swung on. That's going to be fouled away. And given the ball chasers a workout here in Crete, count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Drew Clark for Hastings College. Clark leads the team in strikeouts with 12 and leads the team in walks with 15. He's got the club in hand here in the left-hand batter's box. Waits on the 2-2. Here it comes, and it's going to be a breaking pitch. It's in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. So Clark strikes out of the ballgame. That's going to be the third strikeout of the ballgame for Elliot Engel as he watches that curveball slide right across the center portion of the plate. So 3 strikeouts now for Elliot Engel, and that's going to bring up Brent Hermanison next. Hastings has got runners on at first and second base. They got to take advantage of these situations here against Dome because you don't get very many chances in a contest against the Tigers as Hermanison will take a strike there on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Hermanison. Started the day with a batting average of .293. He lined out to the shortstop back there in inning number 2. So Hermanison is up there for the second time here today. Here comes the next pitch by Engel. That ball is going to be fouled away. And the count is going to go to 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brent Hermanison. If he can get aboard, we'll see Tyler Delafonte for Hastings. So Hermanison, he has got 4 doubles to his credit so far this year and 1 triple. He's got 6 RBIs. We could stand a little of that luck right here with runners on at first and second base as Engel looks in for the sign, and now a timeout is called here by Hermanison as he backs out of the right-hand batter's box. Your base runner down there at first base is John LeMaster. Trenton Neal is down there at second base. Elliot Engel is getting ready here for Doan. Fires this one to the plate. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delafonte, then Marquardt, hoping to get a chance here for the Broncos in the third. Hastings coming in 4-14 in the season, losing to York College the other night at home by a score of 9-1. Doan splitting 2 games yesterday with Midland to begin their conference season. They won 10-0 in the opener and then lost in the second game to the Warriors by the score of 3-0. So 4-1 is the score here. Hastings is trailing Doan. We're in the third. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Elliot Engel. As Hermanison waiting on the pitch, he hammers that one towards center field. Going over is going to be Rivera, and Rivera is going to make the catch out there on the run. So Hermanison gives that baby a ride out to center field, but Andres Rivera grabs it out there in center on the run for the third out. So Hastings scores no runs in the third inning of play. No runs on no hits, 1 error on Doan, and Hastings leaves 2. We go to the bottom of the third inning now with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 1.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHS. First game of two, going seven innings in our contest here today. Hastings College is trailing by the score of 4-1 as they head to the bottom of the third. This is Taylor Monter, the plate, to start off the Doan College third inning of play. He takes a whack at that one and he falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Goes after a low pitch from Jeremy Williams and comes up empty. So Monter, the designated hitter who started the day with a batting average of .320, is behind in the count at 0-2. He struck out his first time up there in inning number one. Here comes the next pitch from Jeremy Williams. They hammer that one towards second. Marquardt has got it. He scoops it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Taylor Monta is retired in a play from second baseman Marquardt to the first baseman Drew Clark. Andres Rivera coming to the plate next. He is the center fielder. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .333. He popped one to the shortstop, Gabe Salas, back there in inning number one. Doan scored two runs in the first inning, two more in the second. Hastings College, they scored their only run of the ball game in the second inning of play. So it's a 4-1 contest as Doan bats here at the bottom of the third. Pitch comes to the plate, gets by Santarelli back to the screen as a pitch was down low. 1-0 the count here to Rivera. And he started the day with a batting average of .333. Rivera has got 23 base hits and 69 trips to the plate on the season. Waits on the next pitch as a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. And they count down with two balls and no strikes. Nebraska and Northwestern tonight. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHIS as soon as we are done here in Crete. Scheduled first pitch at 6:35 tonight at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes now to Rivera. As he waits here on the 3-0 pitch from Jeremy Williams, it's on the way. And that one is right down the pipe for a strike as Rivera was taking all the way on that one. Three balls and one strike now. Andres Rivera, so far this year, he's got nine baseline balls and he's got 15 strikeouts for the Tigers. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Rivera was on his way toward first base. He threw the bat away and now he comes back here to grab the club and re-enters the right-hand batter's box. So the home plate umpire crossing up Rivera here as Andres comes back to the plate here to face a 3-2 pitch now from Jeremy Williams. It works with a full windup with nobody on the base pads right now. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Crete, the Broncos conference opener here today. Hastings and Doan, the team picked to win the conference championship this year. There's a high fly ball towards center. Coming over is Connor Thomas, and he makes the catch. Connor comes a long, long way out there. He grabs it out in right center field, but he gets the out here. So Andres Rivera flies out to the center fielder, Connor Thomas. And now Alex Arkfeld will come to the plate next. He is a left fielder. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number one. Tigers so far have got three base hits in the ball game. They've out-hit Hastings 3-1. There's a high fly ball again towards center. Connor Thomas looks up, and he makes the catch. So two putouts there by the center fielder, Connor Thomas, and Doan goes down in order for the first time here this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning now with a score. Doan College 4, Hastings College 1.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one. Exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark & Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place. North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, they come to bat here in the top half of the fourth inning. Elliot Engel stays out there for the Tigers. Delafonte, Marquardt, Santarelli coming up here for the Broncos in inning number four. So Tyler Delafonte, the designated hitter to the plate for Hastings. He struck out his first time up there back in inning number two. Takes a whack at that one and sends it out towards short. That's Ockpold with the ball. He goes over to first base. It's in time. So Tyler Delafonte is retired for the second time here today as he grounds out to the shortstop. Mitchell Marquardt comes to the plate next. Marquardt had a double back there in inning number two. In fact, he's got the only base hit for Hastings College so far in this ball game. Hits have been tough to come by today. Dona's got three. Hastings has got one. The Tigers have got a couple of errors in the ball game. Hastings has got one. But the Tigers leading the scoreboard by a score of 4-1 here as Hastings bats in the top half of the fourth inning. The pitch to Marquardt down low. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit to the left side of the diamond. Big hop by the third baseman, Schroeder. And it's going to be retrieved by Ockpold, but everybody's going to be safe as Marquardt ends up at first base here for Hastings College. So a big hop away from Ethan Schroeder. Ockpold was backing him up at shortstop, but could not make the play over at first base. And Mitchell Marquardt is aboard here for Hastings College. That's going to bring up Tanner Santarelli next. So Santarelli comes to the plate next. That's going to be a single for Marquardt. Takes a bad hop away from Ethan Schroeder at third base. So Marquardt gets his second base into the ball game. A throw over to first base now is not going to be in time as Povich applies the tag, but it was not in time. So Tanner Santarelli to the plate. He's the catcher for Hastings. He reached on an error back there in inning number two. Squares around the bunt. This time pops it up on the first base side over toward the dugout. That's going to be a foul ball, giving chase there, and diving out there at the last second was Povich, but he couldn't come up with it. So Hastings trying to move a base runner along here. Tanner Santarelli pops up the bunt attempt there. So there's one man out for Hastings. Runner stays at first base. That's Mitchell Marquardt. Santarelli now is a count at the plate. If no balls and one strike, Connor Thomas would be next. Hastings trying to do some damage here in the bottom third of the order. So taking a lead down there is going to be Marquardt. Povich will hold him on at first. A little bit of a gap now between Povich and Sponnell on the right side of the diamond. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is Marquardt. And Hastings has got just five stolen bases all season long. Marquardt, he has not attempted a steal so far this year, but he's got a pretty good lead over there right now. He stays put. Here comes a pitch inside and it hits him. Tanner Santarelli is beaned by a pitch here. He heads down to first base on the free pass. Heading down to second base is going to be Marquardt. So now Santarelli, he gets aboard here for Hastings College as he is hit by a pitch. And that is the fifth time this year that he's been beaten by a pitch. So Santarelli is going to come out of there now. Coming in to run for him is going to be Ryan Anderson. So Anderson is on at first base, a courtesy runner. Mitchell Marquardt is on at second base. Hastings now with one man out here in the inning. And Connor Thomas comes to the plate next. Thomas, he fouled out to the first baseman his first time up there in inning number two. So on the day with a batting average of 176, squares around the bunt. Takes it down low and a throw down there from the catcher at second base is not in time. Back in there is Mitchell Marquardt. So Chris Manning, the catcher, not afraid to throw the ball around as he throws that one all the way down to second base. Getting back in there easily for Hastings was Marquardt. One ball, no strikes here to Connor Thomas. Hastings bats in the top half of the fourth inning. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. Connor Thomas waiting. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Connor Thomas. Thomas, again, has got six base hits and 34 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got six RBIs, no home runs. In fact, no extra base hits so far this season for Connor Thomas, batting in the number nine position here this afternoon against one of the better pitchers in the conference, and Elliot Engel. There's a swing and a miss. And now it's one ball and two strikes. One and two the count here to Connor Thomas. We'll see Gabe Salas next. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game here with base runners on at first and second base. That's Anderson down there at first. Down there at second base is Mitchell Barnquart. Connor Thomas waiting in the pitch here. One ball and two strikes here. It's on the way. It's going to be a swing and a miss. And he strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number four in the ball game for Elliot Engel. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now for Hastings and Gabe Salas. This has been the problem for Hastings. They get base runners and then can't come up with that timely hit to produce some runs. That was the case the other night against York, and that's basically been the case the entire 18-game non-conference season. Hastings has been a tough time producing runs here. So far, we've got one run on the board, a couple of base hits in the ballgame, and Hastings is trailing 4-1 as Gabe Salas will come to the plate with runners on at first and second base, but now there's two men out here in the inning, and now Salas will call a timeout. Takes a look at Jim Bovey down there, the head coach in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Now re-enters, and Elliot Engel will work from the stretch here with his catcher, Chris Manning. Chris flashes him the sign. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. So no balls and one strike here to Gabe Salas. Salas is the senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Went to Mitchell High School out there in the Springs. 5'7" senior as he steps in there for the right-hand side, waiting on the pitch from Elliot Engel. Elliot looking at the runner at second base, fires it to the plate instead, and there's a swing and a miss. Boy, he throws some smoke when he wants to, and Salas having a tough time getting around in that pitch. He is behind in the count now at no balls and two strikes. So zip and two here to Gabe Salas, start of the day with a batting average of .204, playing at shortstop today for Hastings defensively. Trenton Neal, the left fielder, is on the deck circle over here on the third base side. And here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Elliot Engels. He takes a long, hard look. That's his Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. The catcher Manning sets up on the outside portion of the plate, and that baby just misses. So the count goes to one ball and two strikes now to Salas. They wanted Gabe to chase after that one, and he did not. Salas struck out his first time up there in inning number one, grounded out in inning number three. So he is 0-2 so far today. Now he's behind in the count at one ball and two strikes with runners on at first and second. Here comes the next pitch from Engel. That comes inside, and that hits him. That hits him. So Gabe Salas heads down to first base on the play. That is the second hit batter of the inning now for Elliot Engel. And now Hastings has the bases loaded here. Mitchell Barnquart runs down to third base on the play. Anderson running for Santarelli is on at second base. Gabe Salas is on at first base. And now Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. Neal, he grounded out his first time up there and reached on a base on balls in inning number three. And now we're going to have a visit to the plate here from head coach Jeremy Jorgensen as he comes out to talk with his ace and Elliot Engel, who has beamed a couple of guys here in this fourth inning of play and has given up a base hit. He's got a strikeout here in the inning. But now he's got to his opposition looking at the bases loaded here in this fourth inning of play with Trent Neal, the number two guy in the batting order, coming up here to face him. So Bronco baseball here this afternoon. Hastings trying to get back into the ball game. They are trailing in this contest by the score of 4-1. And now the home plate umpire goes out there to break up the conference. It is finished as Jorgensen makes his long walk back to the first base dugout here for the Tigers. And Elliot Engel will face Trenton Neal coming up there next. Trenton Neal so far today, like I said, grounded out and he has walked so far in the ball game, batting average on the year of .267. So Neal with a chance to do some damage here. He's got 8 RBIs so far this season. So Trenton Neal waits here and he takes a pitch right down the pipe for a strike. Nothing in one to Trenton Neal. John LeMaster would be next and then Drew Clark. Hastings batting here in the top half of the fourth inning. This one scheduled for 7 here this afternoon between Hastings and the Doane College Tigers. Broncos with a bases loaded here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Left field side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So nothing in two to Trenton Neal. Neal leads the team in at-bats this year. Also in runs scored, in hits, in triples. He's got one. He's got 18 total bases. That leads the team as well. As he is batting the number two position here this afternoon for head coach Jim Bovey. The count to him is at no balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be down low, scooped out of the dirt there by the catcher, Chris Manning. So one ball and two strikes now to Trenton Neal. One and two, the count. Again, the bases are jammed up, juiced up here in the fourth. Salas is down there at first. Anderson is on at second. Mitchell Marquardt, 90 feet away, down there at third base for Hastings College. Working for the stretch will be Elliot Engel as he takes a little extra time now. Now fires one to the plate. There's a curve ball that just misses outside. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes. So two and two the count. Hastings trailing by three runs. We've got the lead run right now at the plate in the form of Trenton Neal here in this fourth inning. Elliot Engel again comes set on the pitcher's mound. Here comes the next pitch. That one is going to be down low. Neal was thinking about pulling the trigger there, but keeps the bat on the shoulder. So now three balls and two strikes. There's two men out. Runners will be going on the pitch right here. Elliot Engel looking at a 3-2 count here to Trenton Neal. There go the runners, and the ball is going to be hit towards short. It's going to be grabbed there by the shortstop, and the inning is over. That one was hit off of the handle of the bat there. Trenton Neal sends it out to the shortstop, Nathan Ockpold, who makes an easy play on the ball, and the inning is over. So Hastings loads up the bases. Same old story here. They load up the bases, but they cannot score in this fourth inning, and we go to the bottom of the inning with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 1.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASC-certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust. 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
Mention this ad and receive $5 off your next oil change at Pat's.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Crete. Hastings College is trailing the Tigers of Doan by a score of 4-1 in the conference opener here this afternoon. Going back out and throwing for Hastings here in inning number four is going to be Jeremy Williams. And the first guy he'll face is Justin Povich, the first baseman. At the bottom third of the order for the Tigers here in this one. Justin Povich and Alomar Guzman and Nathan Ockpold. 7, 8, and 9 to face Williams here this afternoon. And the count of the play is at three balls and no strikes. So three straight balls delivered there by Jeremy Williams, who's been pretty effective here this afternoon, keeping the Broncos close here in this one. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 3-1 the count. Williams allowed two runs in the first inning of play and two in the second. Sent the Tigers down in order in inning number three. Here comes the next pitch by Williams. That's going to be up high for a ball, and a base on ball is given up there to start off this fourth inning. So Williams, he hit a batter in the first, had a walk in the second inning of play. This is the second walk of the ball game given up by Jeremy Williams. And that's going to bring up Alomar Guzman to the plate. Next, he is the right fielder. He walked back there in inning number two, came around to score one of the two runs. So now the Tigers have a base runner again here in the fourth, already leading by a score of 4-1 here in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Bright, sunshiny day, temps in the mid-60s with the wind blowing out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour. There's an attempted bunt that's going to be fouled away here by Guzman, and Povich will have to go back to the bag at first. So that's what the Tigers do. They do a very good job of just manufacturing runs one way or the other. Put a lot of pressure on you offensively to produce runs, and Hastings did not do that in the top half of this inning. Had the bases loaded and did not score. Cannot give away those type of opportunities. You don't get too many against the Tigers. Hastings did score one run back there in the second inning of play. 4-1 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Here's the next pitch by Williams. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Alomar Guzman here in the fourth inning of play. Nathan Ockpold would be next. Down there at first base is going to be Povich, and holding him on defensively for Hastings is going to be Drew Clark. Povich so far this year, he is 0-1 stealing bases. Jeremy Williams, the Left-hander looks that way, throws it to the plate. That was going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Could be trouble. And coming on to make the catch is going to be the second baseman there, Mitchell Marquardt. Marquardt locates the ball and finally grabs it there right behind the pitcher's mound. So Alomar Guzman, he will fly out officially to the second baseman for the first out of this fourth inning. And Nathan Ockpold will come to the plate next. He is a shortstop. Ockpold, he grounded back to the pitcher back there in inning number two. So he comes to the plate now with a base runner up there at first base. There's a throw over to first as Williams goes over to Drew Clark. That's not in time. Back in there easily was Justin Povich. Hastings will have another game here against Doan following this one. And then the Broncos will play at Concordia tomorrow in the second series for the GPAC this weekend. There's a high fly ball towards Salas. He grabs the ball on the edge of the outfield grass for the second out. So Nathan Ockpold, he flies out to Salas at shortstop. There's two men out, and the runner is still at first base. That's Justin Povich. Now coming to the plate next for Doan is going to be Ethan Schroeder. Schroeder was hit by a pitch back there in inning number one. Flew out to center field in inning number two. So he's 0 for 1 officially here in this ballgame. 274 hitter on the season. 23 base hits and 84 trips to the plate. So Ethan Schroeder strolls to the plate now. The man out at first base and two men out. Here's the next pitch by Williams. It's hit right to the shortstop, Salas, and he grabs it. So a line out to Gabe Salas at short. And the Broncos keeping the Tigers in check here this afternoon as Ethan Schroeder lines out to shortstop. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to inning number five here this afternoon with a score, Doan 4, Hastings 1.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Did you know that you can rent a vehicle from Kirshner's? Whether it's a compact car, a van to take on vacation, or a 15-passenger to take the whole team, Kirshner's will rent you a vehicle for only $25 a day. Why put miles on your car this Easter when you can rent from Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons. Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today in Crete. Hastings trailing the Doan College Tigers by a score of 4-1 as we head to the top of the fifth inning here in this one. Game number one of a doubleheader. John LeMaster coming to the plate here to lead off the Hastings half of the fifth, and he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. LeMaster 0 for 2 so far today in the number 3 position in the batting order. Grounded out to second base his first time up there and then reached on an error. There's a ground ball again towards second. Spottle has got it for Doan. Goes over to first and an easy out. John LeMaster is retired in the play first from second to first. Drew Clark comes up there next for Hastings. Clark reached on a base on balls. He was the only guy to cross the plate and score here in this ball game today for Hastings. Struck out his only other time up there, so he's 0 for 1 today. Clark, a 273 hitter on the season as he comes in there from the left-hand side. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Schroeder has got it to first base. That's in time. So on the first pitch, Drew Clark sends that one to the third baseman, Schroeder, who makes the play on the ball. Sends it across the diamond for the out. So two up, two down. And now Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. Hermanison, he is 0 for 2 so far today. Hermanison lined out to the shortstop, and he flew out to center field in his two plate appearances in innings 2 and 3. Broncos dressed in their gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Doan in their white baseball pants, their black tops, trimmed and lettered in the orange. So we play our first conference series of the season here this afternoon in Crete. The pitch to Hermanison is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tyler Delafonte is due up next. There's a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike now to Hermanison. Hermanison so far this year, he is struck out 10 times. He has walked 5 times. 1-1 the count to him right here. Next count, or the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Elliot Engel still out there for Doan here in this fifth inning with Chris Manning behind the plate. In fact, no changes for the Tigers defensively. Povich is down there at first. Battle is on at second. Ockpold is at shortstop, and Schroeder is on at third. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away, out of play. And they got a one ball and two strikes out of the outfield for the Tigers defensively. You've got Arkfield out there in left field, Rivera out in center. Guzman is out in right field. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and that's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count down to Brent Hermanison. Tyler Delafunte is due up next. Then Mitchell Marquardt, if they can get aboard here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes to Brent Hermanison. Hastings will play two games tomorrow. They'll be in Seward. So they take on the Concordia Bulldogs. That doubleheader will get underway at 4:30 tomorrow. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be a little bit low. A little bit low here, and a base on ball is given up by Elliot Engel. So Hastings with another base runner as Hermanison heads down to first base. So a couple of hit batters so far here in this contest for Engel. Now he walks his second man here in this fifth inning of play. He checked at the third walk given up by Engel. And here's a ball that's thrown back to the screen and running down to second base on the play is going to be Hermanison. So Hastings with a man on in scoring position here in this fifth inning of play. Three walks, couple of hit batters, and Hastings got a couple of base hits in this ball game, but so far only one run. And the Tigers still protecting a 4-1 lead. Chris Manning now goes out to have a couple of words here with Elliot Engel as that pitch came back to the screen. And running back to second base is Brent Hermanison. So Hastings with a man on in scoring position again. We loaded up the bases in the last inning of play and did not score. So now the home plate umpire is going to go out and have a couple of words out here on the pitcher's mound from Elliot Engel. I don't know if Elliot maybe injured himself or what, but the head coach for Doan is going to go out and have a couple of words with Elliot Engel on the mound as Jeremy Jorgensen makes a trip out to the hill this afternoon. Next batter for Hastings is Tyler Delafunte. Looks like everything is going to be all right. Quick little conference there. Jorgensen heads back to the first base dugouts. And now Engel is going to have a couple of practice throws here to the plate. He's been pretty effective all day long today. That's the third walk of the ball game given up by Engel here in this inning with a couple of hit batters. And like I said, Hastings only with two base hits in the ball game. Engel was the pitcher of the week in the NAIA a couple of weeks ago. He's very good, although his record is just sitting at 2-3 in the season. He is very good, and he's kept Hastings pretty much in check today with a couple of base hits. Tyler Delafunte to the plate next for Hastings. The Broncos have a base runner on in scoring position. That is Hermanison down there at second base, and there's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. So Tyler Delafunte, who started the day with a batting average of .400, he is 0-2, however, today. He struck out once, and he is grounded out once. There's a ground ball to the right side. A bad hop away from the first baseman. He grabs it there. Povich steps on the bag, and there's the out. Povich is waiting for it to come into his glove there down the first baseline, and the ball kind of skips to the right. But Povich is right there, and he grabs it and steps on the bag to record the out. So Hastings, again, unable to play anything after getting a man in scoring position at second base. Tyler Delafunte grounds out to first base. No runs on no hits. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score at Doan 4, Hastings College 1.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're on the road with the Broncos today in Crete. Hastings is trailing Doan in their conference opener. The score is 4-1 in the first half of a doubleheader here today. Jeremy Williams comes out. He'll throw for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This is A.J. Spannell coming to the plate for Doan. So we got 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for the Tigers. A.J. Spannell, Chris Manning, and also Taylor Mata coming up to face Hastings and Jeremy Williams. A couple of pitches to the plate outside the strike zone, and Williams falls behind on the count of 2 balls and no strikes. A.J. Spannell is the second baseman here for the Tigers. So far today, he has reached on a couple of singles. He's also got an RBI, so he's been a tough out for Williams in this contest. Spannell has also scored a run. That was back there in the first inning, so he's 2-for-2 today. Started the day with a batting average of .295. There's a pitch that's going to be down low for a ball, and now it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count here to A.J. Spannell. He's got 15 base on balls and 11 strikeouts so far this year. Here comes the next pitch. It's way up high for a ball. And just like that, Doan again has a base runner. So a walk given up there. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game for Jeremy Williams. He has recorded, had a strikeout back there in the first inning of play. And that's the only strikeout he has gotten today. So he's got 3 walks. He's got 1 strikeout. He has given up total of only 3 base hits, and Doan is out on top of Hastings by the score of 4-1. Williams has worked himself into the fifth inning of play now as Chris Manning comes to the plate next. Manning started the day with a batting average of .338. He had that 2-run single back there in the first inning to give the Tigers the lead. Flew out to left field his second time up there. That was in inning number 2 as Williams comes to the plate here, and it's going to be up around the eyeballs for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Manning. Taylor Mata would be next, and Andres Rivera's Doan bats here in inning number 5 against Hastings. This one's scheduled for 7 today. There's a quick throw over the first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be A.J. Spannell. Spannell, you got to keep him close. He is 9 out of 10 in stealing bases this year. He's got a good-sized lead over there right now at first base. Stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be swung on and foul tap back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike now to Chris Manning, the catcher. Doan again can steal some bases. Spannell 9 out of 10 over there at first base. Again, he's got a good-sized lead over there. Drew Clark will hold him on defensively. And here comes the pitch from Jeremy Williams to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike to Chris Manning. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away here in the infield and also out of the outfield with Neil Thomas and LeMaster looking on from the outfield for Hastings College. 2 balls and 1 strike here to the batter and Chris Manning. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on. It's going to be in foul territory left field side. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nebraska baseball coming up tonight here on 1230 KHIS. It'll be the Huskers in their conference home openers. They'll take on Northwestern tonight. Hawks Field. First pitch will be at 6:35. We'll try to get you to the field as soon as we can, immediately following our coverage here in Crete, and our doubleheader between Hastings and Doan. Taking a lead down there at first base is A.J. Spannell again. Clark will hold him on. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Williams. That comes to the plate. That's going to be lifted to the outfield. Going over is going to be Trenton Neal, and he makes the catch. And turning around and coming back to first base is going to be Spannell. Chris Manning, he flies out to the left fielder, Trenton Neal. So that is the first out of the inning for the Tigers. That's going to bring up Taylor Mata next. He is the DH in the ball game today. Taylor Mata, batting average of .320 of the season. He is 0-for-2 so far today. Taylor Mata is a sophomore out of Corona, California. 5'10", sophomore steps in there from the left-hand side with a runner on at first base now. As Spannell again will take his lead down there. There is one man out here in the inning. And here comes the pitch to the plate. That one is hammered right by the first baseman. Does he grab it? Yeah, Clark grabs it and goes over to first base and touches the bag of double play. Clark grabs it. He leaves his feet there. Playing off of the bag on the right side of the diamond there, Clark leaves his feet to grab that one and then turns around and touches the bag at first base. A double play. Nice play there by the first baseman, Drew Clark at first. So Hastings gets out of the inning here with no damage done, no runs on no hits. No errors, and nobody left on pace. Hastings with a double play there to end the inning on a great play by the first baseman, Drew Clark. Inning is over. We head to the top of the sixth now with a score of Doan 4, Hastings College 1.
Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated March 21st through the 31st for blooming savings on all Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. Go green and upgrade your Energy Hog appliances with a more efficient Energy Star qualified model from Whirlpool, Maytag, or KitchenAid. The energy savings will pay for themselves. Plus, get no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Online at RogersIncorporated.com.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College trailing here in the ball game by a score of 4-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today. And the Broncos have the bottom third of the order coming up here in the sixth inning. Here's a Mitchell Marquardt as he sends that one to center field. That's going to be a base hit. So one pitch, and Mitchell Marquardt gets a board here with a single to center field. Marquardt, he is 3-for-3 so far today. That's his second single of this ball game. He also had a double back there in the second, so he's been the hitting star for the Broncos today. Here comes Tanner Santarelli to the plate next. So the Broncos again have a base runner here in the sixth inning. They're trailing by 3 runs. Santarelli comes to the plate. He's been on base both times he's been up there. He's reached on an error in the second. He was hit by a pitch in inning number 4. There's a throw over the first base. It's not on time as Marquardt is back in there. So again, Hastings with a base runner. Broncos have had plenty of chances to plate runs today, although they've got just one on the board. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled back to the screen off of the chest protector of the catcher. So Santarelli is behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Tanner Santarelli playing a catcher for Hastings College here this afternoon. He's the junior from Arvada, Colorado at 5'10", stumping in there from the right-hand side. We're in the top of the sixth inning here today. Hastings is trailing in the ball game, the conference opener for the Broncos here today, against a team picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship for 2013, the Doane College Tigers. Santarelli taking a look at that pitch. It's going to be right across the center portion of the plate into the catcher's mitt there. Nice pitch by Elliot Engel, who's back out there and throwing for Doane here in the sixth. Working from the stretch as Marquardt is down there at first base for the Broncos. Santarelli steps out of the batter's box and now re-enters, as Elliot Engel will get the sign from his catcher, Chris Manning. Taking a lead down here at first is Marquardt. There's a pitch outside and a swing and a miss. Santarelli goes fishing on that one as he goes down and he strikes out as he swings and misses for the third strike. So there's one out in the inning. That's going to be the fourth strike out of the ball game now for the pitcher, Elliot Engel. And Connor Thomas comes to the plate next. To check that, we're going to have a pinch hitter in here now for Hastings. That's going to be Jake Steets. Jake Steets will come to the plate next. He will bat here in the sixth inning of play. So Jake Steets comes out to now for Hastings in the sixth inning. Steets has a batting average of .222 so far this season. He's got 8 base hits and 36 trips to the plate. No home runs and a couple of RBIs. So Steets in there now as he pops this one up right behind the bag at first, going over to foul territory. Does he make the catch? He does not. Going over there for the Tigers, trying to make the catch, was the first baseman, Justin Povich. The ball falls to the turf, and just a long strike there on Jake Steets. Steets so far this year has got 2 doubles to his credit for his extra base hits, no home runs. He has struck out 10 times, and he has walked 3 times. Stumps in there from the right-hand side. He's behind the count of no balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Steets falls behind. Had no balls and 2 strikes. Batting the number 9 position here for Connor Thomas, who has been hitless so far today. It gives Steets a chance here in this number 9 position. Here comes the next pitch. It is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Elliot Engel. So Steets in a pinch hitting role strikes out. That's going to bring up the top of the order now. And Gabe Salas, Yambovi, flashing the signs down into the third base coaching box. Hastings unable to manufacture runs here today. We're trailing in the ball game 4-1. There's a ball that's going to be hit to right field. Guzman over toward the line. He's going to make the catch right on the line out there in the right field. So Hastings, after getting a single to lead off the sixth inning of play, the next three guys go down in order. Two strikeouts and a fly out to right field. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Doan 4, Hastings 1.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete. Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos are trailing Doan by a score of 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Tigers will come to bat with the lead here. Jeremy Williams stays out there for Hastings. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman for the Broncos. That is Hermanis, and he goes across the diamond for the out on Andres Rivera. So Rivera is put away here on one pitch as he grounds out to the third baseman, Brant Hermanison. Alex Arkfeld coming to the plate next. He is the left fielder. He is 0-2 so far today. The Broncos with plenty of chances in the ball game today, but have not been able to produce much offensively. Doan scored two runs in the first inning and two in the second. They have not scored since. They're sitting at 4-1. Broncos getting a double play in the last inning to put the Tigers away in the fifth. Doan had a base runner in the fourth and couldn't do anything with it. They went down in order in inning number three. So Hastings has done a good job against a very good hitting team, a very good offensive team in the Doan College Tigers today, but Hastings not with enough offense to stay with the Tigers so far. 4-1 is the score. At the plate is Alex Arkfeld. He's the left fielder. He's 0-2 so far today. He has grounded out and he has flown out to center. He's ahead on the count here at two balls and one strike as Jeremy Williams continues to work. Here's the next pitch, a nice one, and a strike right down the pipe there on Arkfeld. Povich would be next, and we'll see Alomar Guzman if Doan can get something going here in the sixth inning of play, looking for a little insurance here against the Broncos in the sixth with a three-run lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be lifted up. Connor Thomas out in center field comes on, and makes the catch. Connor Thomas over in right center field makes the catch there, but he flies out to center officially as Arkfeld goes down for the third time here in this one. And that's going to bring up Justin Povich next. Povich is the first baseman. He reached on an error back there in the second inning of play, and he received a free pass, a walk in the fourth. So he's 0-1 officially and scored one run in the contest. Justin Povich, the number 7 hitter in the batting order. There's a ground ball back up through the middle. It's going to be retrieved there by Mark Ward at second. Goes over to first base. Nice play. Hastings gets it. Justin Povich at first base. Mitchell Marquardt goes to his right and fields that ball right behind the bag at second. Puts on the brakes and throws it over to Drew Clark at first base to record the outs. So Justin Povich is out on the play from second to first. And Doan, for the second time today, goes down in order in the sixth inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh with a score, Doan 4, Hastings 1.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Spring is here, and all of us at Bob Sass Flowers want to share its beautiful sights, smells, and colors. We've made our transition to spring, and the store is bursting with fresh new home decor, gifts, jewelry, purses, and other home and personal accessories. If you're an old friend or a first-timer, stop by and experience our fabulous new spring designs. Enjoy 20% store-wide savings all week long. Make your transition to spring at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Hastings trailing here in the seventh inning of play. They're going to need three runs to continue the ball game, and Doan is going to go to their closer here in this seventh inning. We're going to see Josh Hayden coming on for the Tigers to throw this final inning. Hayden has an ERA of .69. His overall record sitting at three wins and no losses on the season. He's got three saves. He has thrown 13 innings, giving up 11 hits, two runs, one of those earned, four base on balls, 13 strikeouts. Teams are batting .229 against him. So Josh Hayden, .69 his earned run average. He will come on to try to save the day here for the Tigers in the seventh inning. Hastings is down 4-1 here in the ballgame. So Elliot Engel, he goes the first six innings in the ballgame today for the Tigers. Strikes out five batters in the ballgame. Had three walks, hit a couple of batters. Hastings got to him with only three base hits. And now Josh Hayden comes out here in the seventh inning. Hastings will have numbers 2, 3, and 4 coming up here in the seventh to try to manufacture some runs here. They're down by three. They'll need three to continue this ball game on. Trenton Neal is up there first. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. As Jim Bovey talked about during the pregame show, Doan is very deep on their pitching staff. They got a lot of good arms here, and Hayden is one of them. There's a swing and a miss by Trenton Neal. He falls behind in 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is hitless so far today. He's grounded out. He has reached on a base on balls. He is lined out to the shortstop. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that misses inside at the count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. John LeMaster will follow him, then Drew Clark. Then we'll see Brent Hermanison and Tyler Delafonte. As Hastings tries to continue this ball game, the first half of the doubleheader here this afternoon, the conference opener today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. A curveball that just nicks the outside corner. First strike out of the ball game for Josh Hayden. The sixth one overall for the Doan pitching staff. Now John LeMaster comes up there next. This is the first time since 1994 that Hastings has opened their conference season on the road. And so far, we're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. John LeMaster to the plate now. LeMaster, he's had a tough time today, too. He is 0-for-3 at the plate. Grounded out to short. Actually, grounded out to second base. Reached out an error, and he grounded out again to second base. So he's 0-for-3. Bounds away this next pitch, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings down to their final at-bat here in game number one. Game number two coming up. About 30 minutes or so after the completion of this one here today in Crete. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHIS. John LeMaster waiting here at the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now a timeout is going to be called. By the way, Fonner Park is running today in Grand Island. We'll try to get to the daily double results maybe between games here today on 1230 KHIS. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. And they say you went around with it. And the catcher drops the third strike. Manning, but he tags out LeMaster right in the batter's box. So LeMaster strikes out. A couple of strikeouts now in the ball game for Josh Hayden. As he's doing what he's supposed to do here as the official closer for Doan comes in and mows down the opposition with a couple of strikeouts in the seventh. And now Drew Clark comes up there next. Clark, he reached on a base on balls. He has struck out once. And he has grounded out once. So he's 0-for-2 today. Clark started the day with a batting average of .273. Hastings down to their final out here in the seventh inning. There's a high chopper left side of the diamond picked up there by Schroeder. He goes to first base, and the ball game is over as Drew Clark is thrown out of the play from third to first. So Josh Hayden comes on and retires the final three guys here in the ball game. The Doan College Tigers win game number one of this doubleheader against Hastings College. The final score, Doan 4, Hastings 1. Back with a recap after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Crete. Game number one goes to the Doane College Tigers here this afternoon. They beat Hastings by the score of 4-1. Doane with four runs, three hits, two errors. They leave three men on base. Hastings with one run, three hits, one error. They leave nine men on base. Jeremy Williams will be the losing pitcher today. He is now 1-3 on the season. Elliot Engel will be the winning pitcher. He is now 3-3. And Josh Hayden comes on in the seventh inning. He gets the save here for the Tigers. But Hastings had plenty of chances in this ball game today. But the same old story. We had nine guys left on base, and Hastings could not manufacture enough runs. Jeremy Williams did a good enough job on the mound today, limiting Doane to just, three base hits in the ball game. But they were timely, and Hastings with a miscue in the field, and Doane scored just enough as they knock off Hastings today by the score of 4-1 in the opener. Hastings now 4-15 in the season. They're now 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doane improves to 2-1 in the conference. They're now 17-11 overall with game number two coming up in about 25, 30 minutes from right now here in Crete. Again, the final in game number one today, it was Doane knocking off Hastings by the score of 4-1. We'll take a break for a while. We'll come back in about 25 or 30 minutes or so for the second half of our doubleheader today. From Crete for 1230 KHAS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.